do is keep winning our games. I mean, I genuinely feel sorry for any teams that have got to play Liverpool from now until the end of the season.
Interesting.
Oh, two all.
I just want to be happy.
Pathetic. A lot of them.
I just want to be happy, bro. I just want to be happy.
Before Salah was sent on, and it didn't seem entirely cordial.
Not to speak. If I speak, I am in big trouble. In big trouble.
Never be nobody number one fan. Your first number one, I had to put it in your hand.
It's bloody 1-1. We did deserve to win anyway. That's the reality right now. We did deserve to win, so I don't care anyway. We tried to rob a bank again, and it was failed. Failed mission. Bye-bye.
Crazy. Burnley. Where are they? 18th.
19th.
And we're at home.
Fucking hell.
My gosh, man. How have we ended up here? What a pen.
Slotted it in.
What a pen. Right,
back to the Europa Conference.
Look at them as well, grabbing the ball because they're keen to get going because they know they can win.
It is final whistle. We've been out fucking done by Burnley alone. You know, because United have dropped 2 points against shithouse Burnley. A proper gaff level of guff team. Right down there, the lowest part of the league. We've made an absolute mockery of ourselves yet again, making Burnley look just as good as us. And that's not saying much at all, is it? Because we're fucking shite. But we made it easy for those Burnley scummers today. We couldn't get one over on Vincent Kompany, the alien head extraordinaire, guys. Ten Hag, hand your shiny head in shame. Hand in your fucking notice in the morning. Get yourself prepared. Clear out your fucking desk. Let's get his P45 set over to another water, mate. I've had enough of this brand of guff.
I think we are one of the most dynamic and entertaining teams in the league in this moment by creating loads of chances, by playing good football.
Full-time whistle, 1-1, share the points. Honestly, a terrible game. Like, how can we not beat a team that's getting relegated? Oh, my days. And Ten Hag, ugh.
I think we are one of the most dynamic and entertaining teams in the league in this moment by creating loads of chances, by playing good football.
Corner. Oh, my God.
Can I have it? Salmon, salmon, waka, waka. 60 million down the drain. Can I have it? Scores again. Oh, come on, leave the stadium early, boys. Get the early train on.
People,
it's all right.
People.
I was getting down with that last one, bro.
Well. Here we are again, boy. Guys. Welcome to the End-to-End Football Podcast. Myself, Kud, in the building. SAS, what are you saying?
Yeah, I'm here.
Abs 5-5.
Yeah, nothing new over here, mate. Nothing new over here.
So you're not swayed?
Sorry, different day. Same toilet residue.
Mud.
Here's what it is, isn't it?
Mud. Boy, I don't even know where to start.
Boy.
Nah, we're starting at SAS.
Yeah.
West Ham against Liverpool. Oh. 1-1.
And two of them are in the comments.
You know
what? That one.
you know the way wicked his thing is. He forgets what team he supports. And that's just comes on VH.
What team does VH support?
United. I mean, he supports Mr. 5-5 down there.
Oh man, I thought he was an Arsenal fan. Crazy.
No. You know what? Arsenal can talk right now. They can talk. But anybody else Don't chat to me, bro.
Yeah. But chat about your team, though. What's going on over there?
Yes, it's not looking good over there, bruv. Not looking good over there. I don't know what's going wrong. It's like the attackers just don't know how to attack, no matter who's there at the moment. It just doesn't seem like, I don't know. Just that Liverpooling is not Liverpooling right now. They've come this far to just down tools by the looks of things. Just one of them things, isn't it? I don't even know how to explain it. You know, when I sit there watching the game, I'm thinking, bruv, what has happened in this short space of time, bruv? The Atlanta has just altered the whole season, bruv.
Because the streets are saying, yeah, the way you guys were going when you were top of the league, on paper, you had, quote-unquote, the easier games. Yeah, you'd got the hard teams out of the way before anyone else. You got Atalanta in the Europa League. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I was expecting you to make the final at the very least, myself.
With the way we was playing, 100%.
And I said on here many times, yeah? I said on here many times, I said, you know what? Come towards the end of the season, I trust Liverpool more than Arsenal not to bottle it towards the end of the season. And oh my God, was I wrong?
100% yeah. You're wrong. Hold on, one second. Has Darwin got more goals than your striker? Stop your noise. Go on, Kudo. Carry on. That's how to address that.
So many comments. I hate that.
Dude, if a clock and you know. Nasty work still, but
hold on. What team is Nick support again?
Arsenal,
yeah. Say no more. Say no more. Don't worry, Mr. Ben, my brother. Don't worry, my bro. I'm ending the season and you don't win nothing. You might make sure you come back in here, yeah. Come end of the season.
If he hasn't been here for a while, though. You know what? We've missed him, innit? He hasn't been here for a while. He was waiting.
You know what? It's funny because you see, even the group chat, they found themselves now, bruv. Don't worry. Say Nizzy. I've got you, man. Banked. Nick, say no more. Make sure you come back, yeah? Go on, Kuda.
I'm not going to lie. This sounded like deflection, bruv. This sounded like deflection. Do you know what I mean? We need to talk about your team, big man. As I said, I thought.
What do you mean deflection? I have to address these niggas in the chat. I have to. What? You think I'm going to let that slide? Nah. Bang. Carry on. Let's chat about this.
And I have to eat it, big man. It's done.
That was a good idea. So you're gonna have to eat it, brother. Saying that though, how many goals is Darwin Nunes on again? Because I'm looking at here, Darwin Nunes is on 11 Premier League goals.
Ooh.
And Kai Havertz is on 12, isn't it?
What's that?
Ooh.
So Kai Havertz got more Premier League goals than Darwin Nunes, isn't it? Or was that United fan you were talking to? I'm confused. I don't know who you're shooting at.
I thought he was aiming at Jesus, to be honest.
Yeah.
All right. Well, is he Jesus here? Not King Kai?
I don't know. What is King Kai's position?
Well, he's playing strike at the moment. Look at my trying to verify it. King Kai's on 12 goals, big man.
Yeah, he's on 12 goals.
Because Darwin is, you know what I mean? He's on the same table as Mateta and them, man. They, you know, 11 goals.
Nah. How are you trying to worm Mateta into this conversation? This is the 2 weeks in a row you worm Mateta.
This is the company that is keeping Blas. You know what I mean? This is the company he's keeping Blas. This is the Mateta company. You know, like that.
All right, cool. All right, I'll, you know what? I'll give you that one, yeah? But then go against my next player. So, I'm just saying. No, 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 no. 17. Say me.
No, he said in the bazookas now. Look at this guy.
Yeah.
He said, no, I'm not having this shame.
He said in the bazookas out now, yeah?
Yeah. I'll send my right winger out there for you, man, okay. Now, yeah?
To be fair, their right winger is only 2 goals off your right winger still, you know what I mean?
He's off, you know? Yeah, he's off though, isn't it? He's still off.
Bro, yeah. In a lot, bro. Anything
he's still up at the moment. He's still up at the moment. Yeah? My man, Salah's still on top of it.
Yo, yeah? The way Salah's been shooting right now, yo, my man only needs a couple of goals, boy, and they're on the same table, you know, like that. It gets a bit nuts.
It is what it is. Stats don't lie right now as we talk, as things stand. Salah's on top. No, yes, let's go.
Mm. And Kai Havertz, 60 mil down the drain, boy. He's above Nunes as well. It's crazy. Banana, let's go back to your bottling. Let's be real.
So wait. Are we going to rewrite history on Nunes? You know what? Let's come back to that afterwards.
No. We'll come back to this after because we need to address the bottling. Because I'm telling you, if Arsenal done what you man done, yeah, I would have been here cooking. You get what I mean? But this was I did not expect this from Liverpool. Some of the games you man lost here, I'm like, all right, you're taking liberties here. Crystal Palace are home, 20 million chances. You know what I mean? That's a game that you're slapping Palace 4-1 any day of the week. Yeah. You get pressed to death by Atalanta at home. And even still, even at 3-0, yeah, I still even thought, they may be in the way, like they might do something. You never know, you know. Got that early goal. I thought, okay. These men are on it. Fizzled out just like the season. I mean, this is pathetic. Like losing away to Everton. Man said Everton ain't beaten Liverpool, yeah? At home. The last time they beat Liverpool, man like Arteta scored, blood. Arteta scored.
Yeah.
Man, this is nasty work. This finish to the season is nasty work, yeah. And you know what, yeah? I'm gonna have to go back to when the manager announced that he's leaving. I'm not gonna blame that because you know what I mean, the manager doesn't tell Nunes how to finish or Jota or Salah or anything, man. But it just seemed like there was this momentum, this vibe, and just one little hiccup, the whole thing just unraveled. Mentality monsters in that.
The thing is, news like that can do one or two things, innit? It can galvanize the team, give them the extra push to go and do things that, you know, unbelievable. Sometimes it can have the other effect where, I mean, the thing is, I don't really see this anyway, so I'm going to say it, but it's not really aimed at Liverpool, where people don't care or they're not as worried if they mess up, because who's going to punish them? The man exiting is not saying Mafia. Yeah, he can shout, but he'd go in one ear and out the other. I don't necessarily believe that's what's happening with Liverpool, but definitely feel like some of the motivation has gone down once as I'm watching the game, some of the games anyway. But yeah, unbelievable results. They Everton.
Which games though? Because I mean, I can understand the West Ham game because I think at this point they already gave up. Once they lost
to Palace.
To Palace and Everton, I think they kind of gave up. Yeah, but the other games, I don't think really. I think the effort is there. It's just Scott finishing.
Yeah,
and some underperforming. Do you know what I mean? From big players as well. You know,
I'll be honest. It was the Atlanta one is one that shocked me. I think. The result against us at the FA Cup, I thought that was luck. There was some luck. There was a lot of luck in that. I mean, the finishing was awful, as you said.
I mean, that's a prime example. Your game, yeah?
Yeah. Both of them, by the way.
How many chances, 1-on-1? There was a one, it was like a 4v2 or 4v1.
5v3.
Yeah?
Counter-attack.
That's a game that, again, like I said, the Palace game, another one, yeah? You know, I didn't watch them games and think, you know what, they shouldn't have won that game. Nonsense. Again, the finishing is rubbish. But then I was starting to see, like, not starting to see, but the manager seems to just have favourites, though. A certain man, Szoboszlai. What does this man have to do not to start?
Yo, I didn't expect that from him as well. That's the disappointing thing, because it was clear for a while now that it's just not hitting with him. We've been mentioning his name a couple of times, like since the turn of the year, where it's just not hitting. And I thought he would have held the bench for a while. Surprised.
But a lot of these guys, remember at the beginning of the season, Szoboszlai was good. I don't know if he got injured or whatever.
He got injured.
In any case, when he came back, to me, that's the Szoboszlai's things on the manager. Because how is he not noticing that this brother is not performing every game and he keeps playing him? Yeah. Javi Elliott keeps coming on, having an impact, barely getting a start. Now he's getting starts when the season is done out here. Yeah. I don't count this period now. This is just the dead period now. They don't really, you know what I mean? The thing is done now. Curtis Jones, the beginning of the season again, another one that started well. He's come back. Oh, Lord.
Injury as well, yeah.
But he's come back just looking rubbish, yeah. But I'm sorry, I think you've done the Arsenal thing. You got too emotional. The sentimental thing. Do it for Klopp. Last year. All this fluff stuff here, do you know what I mean? You forgot your basics. One little wobble. You did. You got emotional. You know what I mean? As a club, you've done the emotional thing. You've done the Arsenal thing. Yeah? Because that's why I'm saying the normal Liverpool, even if they lose, they get jumping straight back on. I've never seen this from Liverpool. You've had them seasons where you've been off it. Yeah? Last season, we didn't qualify for Champions League.
Yeah.
And I think there's another season, the injury season, where there was bare injuries. There's been seasons where you've been off it. But I've not seen a season where you've been challenging for the title and just capitulate. Like this,
mate. You see, when you put it like that, it's hard to say, bro. I mean, like, we've had loads of injuries, but we still carried on going. These men have started to come back. I don't know whether they're not fit enough, or I don't know if they're coming back too early. Well, Joe, I don't know what's happening to him, because he came back for one game, scored, and then he's injured again. I don't know. Just don't see what's going on with these lot at the moment. I mean, the kids came in, they done a job. As you said, the Szoboszlai thing, I don't know why he keeps coming in. And you know, the Everton game, when I saw the midfield of McAllister, Szoboszlai and Jones, I said, yo, this is same midfield that lost at Palace. Why are you going to field this midfield again? You got Endo sitting on the bench. You got Elliot on the bench. Why? Backfired. Backfired big time.
I mean, 5-5. Yeah, we're going to make you the Dutch manager expert. Yeah, because you got a Dutch manager in your green screen there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea who?
I do actually.
And his slot is yeah. Well, here we go. Come on, tell us.
Yeah, I do actually. To be fair on him, 10 August come and made a mockery of Dutch football managers at the moment, to be quite honest, right?
Okay.
But Ten Hag wants to play a style of football that's more linked to the total football days of old. Everyone can play everywhere, everyone should attack, and everyone should get back together. This man, Arne Slot, he's not going to do that. He's got fixed formation. They work as hard. I actually think the transition is going to be smoother from Klopp to him.
Okay.
I actually think it's going to be smoother. Now, I am hoping he's worse than Ten Hag, because I need to see it. I need to see this man suffer under some Dutch bold.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, the Dutch manager thing in the Prem, I don't know, man. Because
it's not a good record, you know.
The last good one is like what Hiddink that used to come in when Chelsea's on fire.
To put
out the fires and that, yeah. That's the only one I can remember, yeah. Because we go back to your one. Really... No, let's go back to your guy, yeah. Not this bold one, yeah. The first one that you had.
Van Gaal,
yeah. You won the FA Cup, yeah. But my lord, was the football boring and uninspiring, yeah. fans were like shouting attack, 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 attack. Yeah. Do you get what I mean?
He was like defend, 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 keep the ball.
Like, do you get what I mean? Yeah. Crystal Palace, yeah. De Boer,
oh,
four titles. No, let's, no, no, let's put, let's build it. Let's build it. Let's build it. Because we look at De Boer and just remember the Palace thing. But let's not forget he was a more successful manager at Ajax than your guy.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Huh? You won league titles in a row, came over there and was an utter mess here. Think of another Dutch manager that's come to the Prem that's done well. Who?
Bruv, you said Hudik is the only one. And even him, right? He didn't. I can't remember.
Even my guy Ruud Gullit, yeah, he ended in a mess. I know he got the FA Cup and that, but yo, he's just like beefing the play. Yo.
Yeah, I mean? But again, another one that spent most of his time outside of Holland. So does he count?
The Dutch thing, I don't know, man. Like, this is just me speaking of ignorance here because I don't really watch that league or any of that stuff here. But like I said, coming to La Liga, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? They do their thing in Barcelona. I mean, some of them have even done their thing over in Madrid, Valencia, whatever. Yeah, that seems to translate. But Prem, yeah, I don't know about that, boy. I'm not gonna lie.
So it's gonna, so here's why I'm thinking he's gonna be all right. Look, he's won a league and he's won a cup final, which was against Ten Hag as well. To my knowledge, I need to double check that. I need to fact check that. Slot, I think he's beaten Ten Hag in a final before. But why I say he translate more is because he's gonna have a very normal 4-3-3. Nothing too strenuous. Yes, it's sometimes high. Yes, if I remember correctly, he does high press. He wants direct passing. I don't see that being a difficulty. It's not like he's trying to implement 3-1-6 in the Prem.
I hear what you're saying from just that perspective.
Let me just add this quickly. Even the Porto man, I'm sorry, the Sporting guy, right? Mm-hmm. He does 3-4-3 formation. So if he had come to Liverpool, he would have tried to adapt that. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, but
these wild changes do not work in England.
I hear that. However, my thing to that is, okay, when Klopp announced that he's leaving, did this man's name even come up?
Nope. He wasn't the first name.
Yeah.
He wasn't.
Obviously, part of there was the Alonso thing, but there were still other names that were just being, you know what I mean, like a De Zerbi or whatever. Even Thomas Frank or I don't know, some random names, yeah, that were being Thomas flicked Frank about. Was linked, yeah. There was names being flicked about, yeah. This name was nowhere near the list, yeah. And then I've heard some nasty copia from a certain faction of Liverpool fans, yeah, talking about, oh, yeah, but, you know, we do the stats thing. You know, people don't know, you know, there's a plan. You know, when we got Klopp, just, I was like, big man, Klopp won the league in Germany against Bayern and went to the Champions League final. Cooked us Madrid, Mourinho's Madrid, yeah, on the way. Like, it wasn't, bro, this is, you can't compare that to Slot, blood.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Agree to that, yeah. There was.
Klopp had pedigree. It's not act as if Klopp was some random, bro.
Yeah, my biggest concern for you, Sean, would be the other managers that were listed.
That's so disingenuous. I'm concerned, this guy.
Listen, okay. I'm having a moment as a football purist right now, and then you've just thrown. Let me say this, but I don't know. Go back to my normal self, bruv. Right?
Man, he's already done said what he said, and he wants to see what he's seen. He wants me to see what he's seen. All right, cool.
My biggest issue with this appointment, right? You couldn't sell it to Alonso. You couldn't sell it to the Sporting guy. Again, this is all rumored. So again, we don't know exactly who they spoke to, where they had real conversations. Thomas Frank was mentioned, but I don't think you've contacted him. I don't see
I don't know the names.
Yeah, but there were the names that were thrown apart. But the two big ones were Alonso and the Sporting guy. And it seems like you couldn't sell it to him. Yeah, now I'm hearing this is the last bit. I'm hearing this guy is a specialist at performing under a tight budget. Now that's what worries me for you.
What's this? You sound like you're punch you to the screen, bro.
Wham. No, I was trying to keep a calm face, Sean.
I said, why are I order?
You know,
so, yeah, that's my that's
I'm never gonna lie to you. I've heard that as well. And I saw something concerning for Liverpool fans. I was like, yeah, let's see what's there. I'm thinking, yeah, all right. Let it go up the creek next season and watch. Liverpool fans are going to be up in arms, bruv. Calling for these man's heads, bruv. Watch.
He is here. You don't want to be the guy after the guy, man. Klopp is loved over there. He's done wonders. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what?
The next guy?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh. Any man coming in there, now, it's only going to be the comparison to him.
Mm-hmm.
It's only going to be the comparison. Ah, oh, but when Klopp was there, this was... bruv, you're crap, bruv. Come out of here, bruv. Bruv, you'll be two games in, you know. My man will be calling for his head already, bruv. Watch.
No, there's
some people. You know, people come with the tinted glasses. You know, you'll be like, "This never used to happen under Klopp," and you'll be like, "The same result, bloody like."
No. Hey, Kudo, who's that guy? The YouTuber, the Liverpool fan, the guy with glasses. I forgot his name.
Oh,
wearing glasses. Which one?
Yeah, the one that's already said he's out. He's slough out.
Oh no, he's changed his tune now. Or is it changed his tune? He didn't change. He said that because the Liverpool fans, some of the Liverpool fans were bullying him, saying, "How can you be so negative? How can you be slow out?" And he said, "All right, then, I'm slow in. But when you man are slow out in December, I'm still gonna be slow in." So that's his MO at the moment. But
yeah, sure. You know, literally, yeah? This guy put Slough out before the man's even signed a contract. Because of the fears. You just literally heard, oh, he's good at budgeting. That's it. Nope, I'm out. I don't want to hear nothing about it. Don't care about his football tactics, players, none of that. And I think the scary thing is they've already linked one of the centre-backs from Feyenoord to be transferred to Liverpool already. So for me, this is the part I'm being an arsehole. This looks exciting to me, you know, because I've seen that centre back. He ain't gonna last in England, bro. So yeah, bring him on, man. Bring him.
So what is this actual? Is this actual facts it's, or is it just paper talk?
He's the first player they've linked to Liverpool to. All of this could be is, you know, rumors. It's social media right. Rumors.
But hear what?
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to talk. Read.
So before we move on, yeah, my only positive spin on the Liverpool team because I'm not gonna lie. If Slot proves me wrong, he proves me wrong in it, but boy, I don't know, man. I don't think he's gonna bang. But Edwards is back. Right.
This is the same thing I was about to say.
So when I go to on the positive side now, Edwards was making the signings, Salah, you know, Firmino, all these men that banged, yeah, all these guys that were like, you know, them shrewd signings, yeah, that Liverpool became known for, yeah. But then Klopp got successful Champions League, Prem, challenging against City, profile and influence at Liverpool grew. He started to have more influence in the transfer team. But then when Klopp's hand now started to come in, that's when we started to see some Fugazi Donnies come in now.
Yeah.
I don't think Nudis would have come under Edwards.
And
a lot of the players, yeah. I think Edwards' talent ID is immaculate as far as we know. Now, his manager ID, we don't know. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? That's another thing. But with Slot coming in, I don't think Slot is going to have any kind of influence on the transfer situation like what Klopp did. Because, you know what I mean? He ain't done nothing at this club. So I think Edwards is going to be in charge of it. And I think that can only be a good thing for Liverpool. Yeah, even with the low budget, I would trust Edwards' talent ID to pick up players.
And he's brought in the next man with him as well. Edwards has. There's somebody else he's brought in.
I forgot his name, but yes, I did hear that.
Yeah.
but I can't remember what his strength was, but it seemed like it was a positive.
It's something to do with the signings as well. He's good at finding signings as well.
So I think the signings will be getting better. Do you know what I mean? I think the signings will be getting better with that. That's the positive I see. Do you know what I mean? With Edwards and that, and especially with Slot coming in, I don't think he's gonna have much influence. I don't think them Fern and brothers are coming. The ones you're saying, yeah. Do you know what I mean? I think Edwards is gonna be in charge of that situation.
100%.
But for the manager wise, yeah, I'm not taking any of this hope or copium, because you know what I mean, no one was mentioning this guy when Klopp announced the thing in it. So I don't want to hear no copium now. That guy, the sporting guy, you say, bro, he's coming against two juggernauts, you know, Porto and Benfica, yeah, and he's won the league. He's in a title race now, but he's won the league as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yep,
like he's getting, and if we flip it, you know what I said about the Dutch managers in the Prem, smelly records. The Portuguese managers now. You know what I mean? It's different. Portuguese managers have done well in this league still. Obviously, I know you can guarantee that, but you know what I mean? Just saying, you know. And this guy's name is rung around in Europe. Do you know what I mean? I know a few clubs, even when Barca thought my man was cutting, you know what I mean? Few other clubs in Italy as well. Man's name's come up, the Slot name has never come up.
Yeah, I know Liverpool do their business quietly most of the time, but this guy came up, signed within 2 weeks, maybe less. All the paperwork sorted, the compensation packet sorted quickly. There is something smelly about it. If you,
bro, what negotiations is he gonna do, bro? Do you know what I mean? As soon as he sees that badge, Liverpool Football Club, bro, what was he gonna say, fam?
Yeah, he's saying
yes to everything on the line, bro. Do you know what I mean? He's glad, bro. Who are you, big man?
Yeah, but you know, the sporting one probably wanted control over transfers and things like that. Yeah. I mean, Liverpool probably turned around and thought, nah, we're not giving you that because this is what we brought Michael Edwards back for, and this is what he's brought his man in for. Otherwise, there was no point in bringing them back. But the players that they've brought in the past have worked, so nah, it's not gonna run, then.
Yeah, like I said,
only Slot. I'll give it. Like I said, any manager that comes in, you'll always give them. I always give them a chance. So everyone can say what they want at the post point in time. Just waiting to see when he comes in, what happens, and then take it from there.
So he's not good. What's the realistic target for you, Sean, then, for next season with Slot? I suppose you've got to see the transfers that you make as well.
We've got to see the transfers, but I think at the bare minimum, it should be Champions League qualification, because that's where you're picking up the team from. So you should, minimum, is get a Champions League qualification. Because you're going
to need... If he gets Champions League qualification, but you don't really challenge for the league, but it's like a comfortable qualification, but you're not really in the shop for the league, would you be happy with that?
You know what? As for a first season in the league, he's never been in this league before. I think I would at this point, because, like I said, I don't know. I haven't seen his teams play, you know.
Must say Trent's still got the 1 out of 4, you know. Like, yeah, it's crazy. That's still, must say the time is quadruple, you know. Funny.
So, based on your answer,
clowns will always be clowns.
Hey, based on your answer, so there isn't a period you want to see a result in the first year, like you wouldn't say, oh, I'm just going to give him 18 months no matter what happens.
Nah, I still got high expectations for my team. As like I said, if he gets, I think the minimum should be a Champions League qualification, because The base team that he's got there is good enough to get in the top four, is it not?
Yeah.
So, and if anything, if they're going to build on it and bring in more players in the summer, it should be acquirable.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you don't feel you can do that, don't come to the club. It's simple as that. You know, like that.
Them was there. But boy, let's move on to Mr. 5-5.
Wait, hold Burnley on. Was home. Like Arsenal didn't even play Tottenham.
No, hold on one second. We're going to you. Nah, because the North London derby should have probably been first, but he came to me, so he said, exactly. We're going to you.
We have to go to you, man. 5-5. Yeah, Burnley at home. What are you saying?
Disgusting performance. Burnley dominated us at home. Where are Burnley in the table? Sorry, I just 19th. Need to double check.
19th, isn't it?
Of course, this guy's checked. Of course, this guy's checked. Look at him. Grinning.
The start of video, bro. If you was paying attention to the video that I played in the front, one of the guys confirmed it. One guy asked the same question he did.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The game. Well, he said they're 18th.
No, they're 19th.
Listen, yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I didn't watch the game. I'm busy with my old team and they got slapped this week, but I'm not gonna talk about it.
You can't be taking the L's.
Hey, listen. Two solid L's this weekend, you know, football.
Wow.
Didn't even touch FIFA. I didn't even look at the face of it. Don't tell me about football this weekend. One was live all in my face, and then the other one I found the result as I left. Like, seriously. But yeah, now I watched the replay. Let me not even lie to you. I tried to stomach the first half replay, live replay, whole game. And in the second half, I said, give me highlights. I'm not watching this. Right? It's just the same thing over and over again. Like, everything I've said throughout the whole season when I started putting 5-5 on Ten Hag, even when we were winning, it's just a regurgitation of that. We're too open. It doesn't make sense, bro. We're too open. The way Burnley were counter-attacking us, one pass will take out our whole midfield. And then they're going up against two of the slowest players in the centre-back position. Because Casemiro shouldn't be there, but he's doing a job for us. And then Maguire, from what I understood, he's playing through an injury. So he's slow and then he's injured, which probably makes him even slower. Like, well, I'm sure Slough is faster than Maguire. Like, is that bad? And you got those two at the back and your fullback, you've told them to go forward. So it's just getting counter-attack. It's counter-attack. And then they'll get to the box if they don't get the chance and they just keep the ball in that area.
So what do you make of Ten Hag saying that you play good football then?
Yeah, he's on crack. He's on crack. Smoking that high stuff. Or shoot it up, whichever way it is. But he's on madness, bro.
He must be the same thing what VH is on.
The thing is, yeah, it is the thing for me, right?
Yeah.
He's right. We are entertaining. For the wrong reasons, we're entertaining, bro. The wrong reasons. We're not entertaining because we're out attacking the opposition and creating bare chances and looking like we have control of the game. No, we're entertaining because we attack and we know for a fact the opposition are going to attack us afterwards. No if, yeah. No buts, no maybes. There's going to be a solid counter-attack from the opposition, and then it leads to another attack. Like, it's just ridiculous now. I've said it a million times, and I'm going to say it again. Ten Hag this season has tried to disrespect the league, and the league is paying him back in slaps.
You know what? I can just picture the sap on the ball head, you know.
Bro, every single game, someone is just going, boof! Cross his head.
Little man. Wow.
So basically, your 50% is strong, boy. You are sturdy with it. Because it's not bad. It's not like you've gone 60-40 or something. Or, you know what I mean?
The reason, the thing is, right? Firm. The reason why it's been 5-5 because I said one thing. And this is pretty much the only thing holding him up right now, right? You know, there's some people, I'm kind of glad they're not here today because I've been reading a whole bunch of shit in my Man United group chats. Yeah.
about Ten Hag's affected the under 18s and the under 21s. The under 18s play the same way as he wants, and look at them, they're winning their title. The under 18s, big man. Let me even go. Like, this is how mad people are. This is how crazy this Ten Hag defensively view. They're saying that Ten Hag's affected the reserves and the under 18s. The under 18s won their league, fine. They played great football, fine. The under 21s are in a relegation battle. They're 17th in their league. So what effect has he had on them? And then the men's team, we can see we're not getting top four. We're not even getting top six.
Mathematically, I think you still can get top six.
But I'm not a fool. I can see with my own eyes what they're doing on the pitch. I have no time to even think or have a prayer that they're going to make Europa League. Forget it. Cancel the whole thing. All them under 18s that won the league, promote them now and play them.
Yeah, but you know what? If you say that, yeah, if you stay in the position you're in, you're going conference, you know?
And then let the under 18s play that. But knowing this bold-headed dickhead, bro, he's going to try and win. He has no shame. That's the one thing. From his presentation interviews, right, and press conferences, I realize he has no shame.
But right,
let me finish this. The FA Cup, yeah, which was probably the most you know how embarrassing it is that your players don't celebrate the penalty shootout win. They just all walk off. They shake everyone's hand and go, "Yeah, I'm going to the change room."
Not all of them, but yeah, go on.
Well, listen, that's his. The one that didn't is his brethren, isn't it? That's the man that he paid 80 million for. Look at the foolishness that way they're coming from. Hey, I hope this happens because I need to see these Dutch idiots in Liverpool, bro. Anyway, and then the man comes out, you know. One of the interviewers said, "Oh, don't you think it's a bit embarrassing?" The man goes back and says, "No, you're embarrassing." What? Did we just watch the same game? Yeah. And then the next game, after all the big talk, you're losing to
Sheffield United.
Sheffield United. We were losing to them twice, by the way. I know we won 4-2. I know we came out 1-4-2. We were losing to them twice. After all that big talk, you start losing to Sheffield twice in a game. And then the next game against Burnley, the guys above them by one place, you draw. Do you know what cracked me up as well? Burnley ran. After that penalty, they ran. They picked up that ball like they were going to score and win. In our house! You're not even comfortable in your own ends. That's what Burnley was doing. And then this man says, we're the most entertaining team. Shut up, bruv.
Did you see the penalty incident, though?
Yeah, Casemiro is a criminal. Casemiro is a criminal. Casemiro is an idiot. Again, bro, his man.
Casemiro is Ten Hag out, blood. Because he missed the penalty.
That penalty was... I've never seen Casemiro take a penalty like that.
Yeah, he missed the penalty and... he gave away a penalty, and that header was you done it on purpose.
Honestly, I'm getting to the point, and me and you know Casemiro. There's a point where Casemiro goes,
"He's Ten Hag out,
this team. Let's stop messing about."
He's Ten Hag out, blood. He's had enough. He's had enough. He's seeing this guy chat to him anyhow, yeah. And thinking, big man, like, I've had Ancelotti, Zidane, and them man. Who are you though?
I'm done, bruv. Anyway, I'm glad to let that off because I've kept quiet for most of the weekend. I can't keep reading people's foolishness in group chats about defending this guy, bruv. One thing is saving this guy. It's because I hate the players more. I hate those failures in the team that have been here for multiple managers more than I hate him. Once those guys are gone, right, once those players are gone, or let's just say at least five of them are gone, and then Ten Hag has his five players or whatever, or the five players
that's my problem, though. That Ten Hag has his I feel like someone needs to take that out of his hands.
No. Like, the reason why I said that
Enos,
chess,
say, that because say Enos has have their players, yeah, whatever they're called, yeah. Enos bring their players because Ten Hag, boy, I don't know, man.
That's the thing. That's the thing. The reason why I said that with chest, right, is because I know Enos have already started talking that they're gonna confirm a start of play, and they're gonna buy players to fit it with in talks with him. But the buying players to fit is not under it's not his decision. It's going to be the committee's decision. They're going to do it properly. Because you've got to remember, Man United scouts have been good. They've been really good. Even the last 10-odd years, they've been good. The managers have always gone, no, I don't want that person. I'll give you a perfect example, and Sean, you're going to laugh at this, yeah? Jose had an option to sign Van Dijk because he was top of their list for the scouting.
Yeah.
He picked Lindelof.
Hold on, where was Van Dijk at this point? Celtic or Southampton?
Southampton. He picked Lindelof. And then the season after, these man signed him for 75. Like, this should never have happened at a club the size of United. But this was what was happening. So the first thing I think Ineos are going to change is that. So, do you know what? When he gets the players, because again, like I said, I really hate the players more than him. When those players leave, or which ones leave, I don't care who, any of them can leave at this point, right? It's to give me so much joy just to see the back of some of these players.
All right, Abbas, quick five. Who would you get rid of right now? Who would be the five?
Rashford, McTominay.
Yeah.
Anthony. I know it's not possible, but I can dream. Yeah.
Put that one back.
No, we have to get rid of Casemiro now. I'm sorry. Casemiro is...
He has to go.
He has to come. He's finished. Love you, Casemiro.
I don't even think he's good enough for Saudi. Do you know my this thing with those five? I feel like he'd still be the same.
If there was left.
Because you know what's funny? Yeah, sometimes, yeah. And I watch certain games, yeah, where you guys are just open. I remember the game away in Turkey. Who were you playing? Galatasaray?
Bro, sorry. Just read that. Just read that.
Only picked what? Donny over Grealish.
Donny van der Beek over Grealish.
Yeah, you guys are cracks there.
Anyway.
Yeah, I was saying, I remember specifically one game. Yeah, it was when you played away at Galatasaray.
Yeah.
And as I was watching the game, I was like, you're better than these, man. Yeah. As I was watching the game, I was like, you're better than these guys. Scored, I was like, hold it down, hit them on the break, and you get a comfortable dub here. Oh, but no. It was basketball. It was back for there was no control. Yeah? And then, as I do after the game, I'm watching your fans. I'm saying, yeah, I wonder what the temperature is like in the United fan base right now. I'm hearing Rashford is a waste, man. Rashford, da, da, da. And I'm all right, I hear it. He's been rubbish this season, but we can't watch that game. And the first name that's coming out of your mouth is Rashford. You're upset that Rashford didn't track back or one attack, yeah. But you have no control over games.
Yeah.
That's not Rashford's fault.
Yeah. And this is why
it's a much bigger problem. Sometimes you guys latch onto certain players and just think like, oh, yeah, if we get rid of this guy, all our problems will be over.
Again, and this is why... You miss
the bigger picture.
And this is why I'm 10-5-5 or 50-50 or on the fence because I'm questioning him. Now... Obviously, some people have shared this Dutch translated video of him having a conversation with Ruud Gullit and all the older guys talking about his style of play under Ajax. And obviously, I know that he's done the same thing under Ajax, this mad style of play. Those guys were questioning him live on TV. See, Dutch football is different. They will pull a manager into a room and absolutely question the hell out of him. And it could be any manager. So even though he had won that season, they were questioning him, what are you doing? Why is the midfield so open? Blah, blah, blah. Ten Hag's response was, in my style, there has to be a player there. And then he has done it this season. It was either Maino or Casemiro by themselves in centre mid. It's a car crash. So my hoping and my understanding is Ineos are going to find a level playing ground to where their style of play fits, yeah? Which means he can't have his crackhead style. He can't lead with that because it's not going to work. Anyone with a football brain and coaching brain and has been in England knows that's not going to work. This is not like Pep's like philosophy when he was trying to keep the ball 100%. Yeah, even Pep had to change his style of play from the first season to the second and to now. He's changed at least 3-4 times with variations of it. So someone has got to tell this crackhead that, yo, that what you're trying to do, it's not going to work. Tone it down, make it more like this. Then they buy in the players. Now, if after that we don't get results, I'm going to be the first person, the quickest Man United fan, to say he has to go.
So, okay, let's just say hypothetically, you keep the same players that you don't like. We're now to next season. Yeah. No, let's just say, listen, hypothetically, you keep the same players you don't like.
You won't see next season, I ain't going to lie to you.
You keep the same players you don't like. The results are exactly the same under the same manager. Are you still going to be there like the players have to go first? Is there a time limit to this player has to go first thing? Or is it just, you're just willing to ride it out until the player's contracts right now?
No, I'm not willing to ride it out. Listen, I've given him this season as an off because he started. Remember, we said it in here as well. He overachieved last season, right? So because he overachieved, I kind of knew that there had to be some sort of leveler, should I call it. And this season has been exactly that. It's been a leveler. It's been a humbler, as they say, right? So next
he overachieved last season.
I remember we said it here because we're watching the football and going, Jesus, has he done that with these players?
But you know, I still think you was better last season. This season, you just need to be mad open, bruv.
Season we played on a counter-attack. Yeah. Right? Don't get me wrong, the players were still shocking, but we got more results and wins out of it. This year, he's gone with his style of football, no matter what. And like I said, disrespected the league. The league has slapped him back because this ain't going to work with the players you have. I don't even think it's going to work with the players that you want. Because, for instance, I'm asking one question and I thought about it. Obviously, I was thinking about my own team, but I then thought about Man United. Which centre midfielder in Europe that you guys have seen can play in midfield by themselves and then do all that running? Because the first name that will probably come into your head is Rodri. Rodri stays in that central position by himself for Man City, dictates everything. But he doesn't running.
You can't run around though, Rodri, man.
He doesn't have
70% of the ball. He ain't running around doing nothing.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So Rodri might be the template, but wherever the guy you find... has to be like Rodri, and he has to be able to sprint back and forth.
Nah, you don't need like freaking prime Kante blood to be running around.
And even then, I think you'll pull up in this madness, bro. Kante, a perfect example. He ain't gonna control the ball and dictate game. He's gonna do the running, but he ain't gonna be able to dictate the game
and play. Covering space.
This is what I'm saying. It's a madness. There's no player like this. There's no player on this planet like that. And that's you need to find this one guy to play this one role, and then everyone else gets the freedom.
That's funny.
Do me a favor, it ain't gonna work, man.
Who's a better manager, Ten Hag or Arteta?
This is a stupid question.
That's a stupid question. I'm just asking a question, man.
Because right now you have to say Arteta, and it's crazy that I have to say this because a lot of people forget Arsenal is Arteta's first job as a manager. Numero uno. First job as a manager. Ten Hag has been managing for a bit longer. I think 10 years more, right? Mm-hmm. But at this point in England, as I'm watching, I think Arteta's better. But Arteta's not perfect.
Yeah. No, Arteta's definitely not perfect. We've seen that with the Havertz team. But definitely Arteta is a better manager. And Arteta, especially this season, I'm seeing that he's reading the room. Yeah, and this is my pivot into
he almost didn't read the room because he had Havertz playing up front and somehow brought him back into midfield. But yeah you're right,
he's better. But I've noticed, you know, they went away to Man City. They low blocked it. They Mourinho'd it.
Mm-hmm.
Two banks of four. Yeah.
Yep.
You ain't getting past us, right? You might can sideways pass it all you like. Yeah. You're not getting past us. Yeah. They fluffed the counters. They could have actually won it. Yeah. Yep. But they fluffed the counters. Yeah. But they sat back and were very disciplined. Right. I mean, Arsenal being the most threatening team on set pieces, I thought those words never come out of my mouth. Yep. They're the most dangerous team in the league on set pieces. They have the most goals from set pieces. Arsenal. You don't even associate Arsenal with you know what I mean, with set pieces like that. Yeah. Their defensive pairing.
Not since Keown and Adams, bruv.
Exactly.
And
Vieira, you know what I mean?
And them, yeah. Man, bruv.
You have to go, you almost have to go before Wenger and that. You know what I mean? George Graham times and that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. But yeah, the centre back pairing, yeah. Solid. Obviously, they've got a fake right back who's a centre back, kind of playing right back. You know what I mean? You know, and even they're actually kind of like a fake Man City because they don't actually have even this game. The whole back line can play centre back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because Tomiyasu as well, he's played centre back. Yeah.
Yeah.
They sat back, let Tottenham do all the passing around and da da da. Because Tottenham fans were crying, saying, "Oh yeah, we were the better team in the first half. We had 70% possession." What did you do though? I don't even remember Ryan making a save in that first half.
Tottenham had to go through bear wars, bear shields, riot shields to try and take a shot. It never happened. Saying that, I think they should have got a penalty. I don't know if it's first half or second half.
There's one that should have been a pen still.
I think it's Kulusevski. Yeah, should have dashed. Yeah. I don't even understand what's happened there, but that should have been a pen. But saying that, bruv, as you said, solid. Tactically got it right. In this stage, that's so important. Almost lost it though, but tactically got it right.
And almost lost it because of momentum, just because of, again, Raya. What's he doing?
Oh,
man. that was the Arsenal red button that, you know what I mean? that we've come to know. Do you know what I mean? The self-destruct button, yeah? Because what was that? If that goal didn't happen, I don't think Tottenham would have scored, you know? The whole game. I don't think Tottenham would have scored.
That lifted
the place, lifted the crowd, do you know what I mean? And then, you know, made Arsenal a bit more nervous. And obviously, you got Rice just booting, man. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, the balls and that.
Guys, the cheek of the referee to not blow that in the first
and game. He was standing right in front of it. Look where he was standing.
No,
these refs are criminals. You know, look where he was standing. That's the nastiest thing, you know.
There's
no one in between.
Yeah.
It's just him there, you know.
Rice proper hit the wrong balls, and my breath went. I'm surprised he come out and find out what team he supports still, because there's something wrong with that still.
But then on the Tottenham side, that first half here is diabolical. But because the Tottenham fans were looking forward to this game, I saw them. Do you know what I mean? I was doing my temperature checks. Yeah, the Tottenham fans were gassed for this. I don't know why, because they're scud. So I don't really know why they thought they were going to do anything in this game. But I think they just thought London derby. We can't get all we need is a draw just to scupper their whole thing.
That's the vibe. They thought Arsenal were going to come out and try and play Arsenal football against them, and they probably would have caught them out if that was the case.
Yeah.
But they didn't expect Arsenal to go, "We're not dumb."
Oh, no, there's some criminals that I want to touch on Tottenham side as well. Like, oh, yeah, bad, bro. That nice guy tax ain't going to fly with me today, boy. But let's start off with the back line. So with the keeper.
When was he going to learn?
Where's the other? Where's Romero and these man to come and just, you know what I mean, elbow man in the stomach or something? You know? That's what your real G defenders will do, bruv. Do you know what I mean? They come in there and do the dark arts on that guy. Let him know we're about. Do you get what I mean?
Forget the real G stuff for the dark arts. Protect your goalkeeper, bruv. Everyone knows that saying. We say it all the way from under 12s all the way up to men's football. Protect your goalkeeper. I couldn't believe that they just kept leaving him by himself with Ben White, hoping that Ben White would catch himself offside.
But didn't Ben White pulling out his gloves in that as well?
And do his
gloves. Pulling out his gloves, pulling out his shirt, then running away. I literally, as the cross is played, Ben White runs away.
But the funniest thing is, it's not like this was some new tactic that they didn't know about. This is what Arsenal have been doing all season. Obviously, it didn't work against Bayern because they got Neuer in that. You know what I mean?
He's not Neuer stands like this, bro.
Do you get what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Like, that ain't going to work with Neuer. Do you know what I mean? But in the Premier League, this is what they've been doing all games. You don't even watch 10 videos. Just watch the last game. Yeah, and you fell for it twice. Tottenham going Tottenham, boy. Do you know what I mean? And as I said, yeah, before I let you guys go here, yeah, the other criminal on the Tottenham side, the captain, Son, has a pathetic performance. Mind your pen, bruv, yeah? That was pathetic. Like, him on the wing, yeah, I was just like, brother, nah, just play up front. He ain't got the
source. Yeah, he doesn't have it no more, man.
Him receiving the ball and just trying to dribble, yeah, it was so stiff, blood. I was like, nah, bruv, nah. You can't even get past Ben White in that. It was embarrassing. And then that other idiot, what's his name? Johnson, that came on and kept doing these looped crosses, which were just cash money for the keeper. I was like, why are you looping these crosses? They're just like floating in the air for the keeper to. And then the commentator was like, oh, this is, yeah, great keeping from the keeper. I was like, bro, this is easy work. He's not whipping it.
Sorry, can I quickly ask, yeah? Because I don't think I caught it. Was Werner injured or was just scud?
It was rubbish, blood.
To be taken off in 31 minutes.
No, he might come off injured. I can't remember that bit, but the minutes that he played, he was dead.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he got taken off tactically. I don't think Mr. Highline has got that kind of coolness to take players off. Do you know what I mean? Before after.
I'll be honest, I'm surprised he didn't take off Johnson after a while as well because he was rubbish. He brought him on, isn't it? Yeah, it doesn't matter, bro. He was rubbish.
Yo, I don't care. You just keep going, come off,
brother. He kept doing the same for the game. What I was watching, he kept doing the same thing, and he weren't beating no one.
Yeah.
And then, as you said, when he did finally beat someone, the cross was like, imagine being a striker waiting for him to finally beat a man. Yeah. And he does, and then he crosses it, and he goes straight over your head into the keeper's hands. You're just gonna stand there like this and go, oh, okay, cool. Like, I'm just not gonna get service today.
And what annoys me, why I get mad with players sometimes, is like, once you've done it the first time, it didn't work. Why are you doing it again?
You've done it again and again,
bro. I was like, nah, you're taking liberties, bro.
Yeah,
this is insanity. I mean, but Tottenham fans, though, leaving at half time and that,
yeah.
No shame.
Yeah, that's nasty work too. I'm not gonna lie. Absolute nasty work. But yeah, anyway, man. Sean, what did you make of the game?
Well, they've done what they had to do, innit? Mm. They're grinding away. Like I said, if they do it, hats off to them, they deserve it. But like I said, I don't see the other monsters. I don't see them slipping up. I just don't see it. It's not at this point at this time of the season.
And the funniest thing is they're gonna play Tottenham as well. Tottenham are just gonna not even bother in that game, boy. Where is that game anyway? Is it at home or are they playing away Tottenham?
If I remember, I thought it was let me check.
Where is that game? Because I want it to be a Tottenham stadium. Oh, lovely. That's what I want. Because I want to hear the Tottenham crowd. If Tottenham go ahead, I want to see if they celebrate or not. You know, they're going to be like, oh, but Arsenal, oh, no. What are you not doing, man? Concede,
man. Nah. Come on. Professionalism, man. You have to go win.
Yeah, but you know what? You see... What's going to be an interesting game for me is that game and Arsenal and Man United.
Yeah, that
was
listen, Arsenal better have all their points saved because I just know United are going to be like, say it's Arsenal, that's it. You have to earn it. That's what United are going to do. Don't get me wrong, the way we're playing, I'm not even going to say the words out that in my head, but the way we're playing, bro, I don't even... probably don't even at the moment, don't worry about it. But saying that, we do like crashing an Arsenal party, so
yeah, that's why
we have a big history of doing that too. So,
But in Arsenal, they may not overlook Bournemouth away as well, you know.
Wait, that could be a... But then again, I don't know, actually, because Arsenal, they are... Like, some of the games that I thought were going to be difficult, they just...
Oh, yeah, they've gone and slapped like Brighton away. We thought that was going to be hard. They slapped them silly.
Yeah, even the Wolves. Yep. Wolves away. We thought that was going to be a...
Yeah, done the business on that. Well. Done I mean, Chelsea.
But this, really at this point in the season...
Be out for them.
At this point, you don't want to be looking ahead, like saying, well, yeah, we've got the Old Trafford trip coming up. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
thinking
yeah.
We're not thinking about what's in front of you.
Bournemouth, yeah.
You know what I mean? End up dropping points there.
Yeah, they've got to operate like Pep does. Pep doesn't look forward. He goes game at a time. That's all he does. He doesn't, until the end, he doesn't really care for records. Yeah. At least that's what he seems like he is when he's going through that stupid run that he does at the end of the season.
Yeah, yeah. Chelsea are robbed? Yeah, I think so.
Oh, they get yeah. You know, actually, sorry, take that back. Yeah. Take it back. They were, but I don't care.
It is what it is. But yeah, man. So what's the feeling then? Arsenal gonna do it or Man City just gonna get their dub?
Listen, it's 90% going to be City, but Arsenal still have a chance. It's harsh to say it. But that's just what we've been watching for the last four seasons, bro.
That's what, and Arsenal just have, they just have to look at themselves, make sure that they get their dubs. Because the worst thing, you know what would be worse, yeah, than them even dropping points, is if City drop points and then they go and drop points as well.
Yes.
Yeah, that's ultimate heartbreak there. Like, you know what I mean? So you just need to make sure you get your work done and just hope for the best, innit?
Yeah,
that's what we can do.
They need to be ready to be able to win. So that means just win all your games. Don't have a discussion. Yeah. Don't watch Man City results. Just win all your games.
And then yeah, the other obviously Man City went away to Nottingham Forest, but they were in that business mode. Yeah, but you know, you're watching this game. Forrest are having a few breaks, you know.
Wait, big up Chris Wood.
Nah. Don't pick him up. Chris Wood is a criminal. Do you know how many games I've watched Nottingham Forest, yeah?
116 charges, blood. 116.
Yeah. Bro, okay. Do you know how many games I've watched Nottingham Forest? Yeah. And Chris Wood is the reason they're not winning games. The professional that can't kick a ball at the right time. He's not part in any of the build-up play. He's not even winning that much headers. He's not being big, strong and holding the ball up. He's just running at the right time to tap it in and somehow it gets stuck underneath his feet. I honestly.
What is he playing against Nottingham Forest then?
Yeah, he's an op. He's a big op, bro. They need to skip him. They need to find a way to not pass it to him in the box.
Yeah. Absolutely, I agree. You know what I mean? That envelope is there, but 116 charges and that. You know what I mean? Absolutely.
Absolutely. Hey, FA need to move on this nonsense, bro. Because why are we still waiting for this 115 charges? Like, I don't know what on God's green earth is going on.
Yeah, man.
I need serious duffel bag settings, you know. Because think about this, Everton have been charged. Twice. One day appeal, being charged again. I think Nottingham Forest have been charged. They're about to win. I think they're about to win their appeal. And then they're talking about charging them again.
Who's coming up? Someone's coming up with points deducted. Who is it? Is it Leicester or something?
Nottingham Forest.
In the Championship. Leicester. I think Leicester are coming up on minus points. Like, brother, can you imagine? Just started. Yeah, we're going to start on minus 8 in that. Nah, it's crazy. That's wicked. The stat is wicked.
Now, you know what? You see what it is, yeah? If you get relegated and they stay up, don't ever come back. Because, bruv, minus 8. And you come into the season, they're above you. Brother, done and dusted. Don't come back. Stay down.
Brother. What's that, brother? Bro, Yeah, no, I agree, but you know what I mean? Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. But yeah, man, Man City doing the work. Like I said, two things. Chris Wood is a criminal, and that Callum Hudson, whatever his name is, oh my God.
Do you know what? I don't know what it is, right?
What is that? The dribble, fluff it. He's another Iwobi. I was looking at him, I was thinking,
can you imagine? Yeah, a couple of seasons ago, Bayern offered 18 million. Yeah.
And they refused.
And Chelsea refused. Can you imagine? But you know what annoys me as well, as I get older and I'm watching, and I'm in my coaching bag as well. I can't stand players that are right-footed playing on the left and will not use their left foot to cross the ball once or pass it. Every good piece of work he did, he ended with a chop to go back on his right foot. Do you know how much of a waste of time this guy has done? Don't get me wrong. Maybe the cup, the chop, and then try and shoot was probably the better option, because crossing it to Chris Wood anyway, we ain't gonna go to anything. But it's bro, come on, man. Mile times he beat, I can't remember who he was, or he got in behind there. Then you just know he's coming onto his right foot. Yeah. Like, you're not even giving them variety. I'm coming onto his right foot. Then, like you said, fluff it.
Anyway, before we move on, I'm getting into my hater bag. Now, I need Man City gone. I'm not going to lie, bro. I'm full hater mode now. I need them gone, blood. You know what I mean? Yeah? I'm not even in this league like that, yeah? But now I'm sick of them, blood. I'm flipping sick of them. Move, man. Oh, my days, bro. I know next Champions League, we've got this man. We've got this man, bro. 3 seasons in a row, blood, yeah? Them games are long. Not even in the final. Final, fine. One game. But, bro, 120 minutes against these brothers, yeah? Oh, Lord. It's long, bro. It's long. Get this man relegated.
They bring that flash, right?
Oh, it's irritating. I'm still there. So, now, move, man. What is this now? Going to be 4 Premier Leagues. Bro. 4.
Yeah, I don't mind it still.
They're making a mockery of the thing, bro.
Yeah, but they've done it. Yeah, they've done it with exercise muscles, though. Like, they've done it with steroids. That's what they got.
What's the thing, isn't it? Like, that's PSG are doing it with steroids right now in Liga, yeah? And we all sit there and laugh at the league. Yeah, but them other teams, we shouldn't really laugh at that league, because them other teams, bro, they can't spend what these men are. Do you know what I mean? They've got no choice. It's not really their fault. Yep. Do you get what I mean? Huh?
Don't get me wrong, United have kept up with Man City spending, except that we did it on the wrong thing. Oh, and also, we're doing it on the debt too. Let's just make that clear too.
But my thing is, you're doing it legitly with money made. They're doing it with fake peace, bro. Do you know what I mean? Yeah?
No.
Let me
correct that statement. We're doing it on a credit card that we're going to have to pay back.
Yeah, no, but I hear that.
You have $1 billion in debt just sitting there looking at us going, hey, you're going to pay us at some point. So,
but obviously, that's the debt from acquiring. Yeah, obviously, what you're spending, you're in, you man just always using credit. But the club generates the piece.
Yeah.
When I saw, not only had this man been cheating, yeah, from when they walked in here.
Yeah.
The nastiest thing I saw was when they put themselves as the highest grossing team in the world. I was like, now you're just pissing in people's faces. Yeah. What is this?
Hey, you see the moment. You know the funny thing?
Man.
The moment they put that, everyone eyes open and said, nope, no, go check the books. They don't make no damn sense. You don't just come out. Because if I remember correctly, one of the first stories I heard was them signing a £400 million TV right deal with the uncle, the owner or the family. You know what I mean? Yeah. From that moment on, I said, yo, you need to check their pockets. You need to check their pockets, because they're always going to find a way to fluff up their lines, bro.
Bro, like, let's be real here. When they win the league, you know, because now it's looking like a win now. Yeah. when they win the league, yeah. What's the chat going to be?
No one gives it.
People are going to be laughing at Arsenal. That's what people are going to be doing. We're all going to be pulling up on the Arsenal fans that shot their load too early. And that's what the chat going to be. No one's going to be talking about Man City. No one cares about
Man City. They still struggle. They're still struggling to fill their stadiums. They're still putting student prices on their Champions League nights to try and fill up the stadium.
Yeah,
they don't have fans.
You see, yeah, but you know what? You see, look at the Arsenal fans in this chat alone. It's like they're forgetting the monsters that they're going up against, and they're still talking that they're gonna, that this is a sure thing that they're gonna win it.
Bro, you saw me in the group chat. I keep telling one person, do you not learn from your lesson? Like, people have been here wishing on Man City to fail, and they always somehow find the extra gear.
Yeah, but I see Obi come back, bro. Obi, it's good that you resurfaced, brother. Where was you when you lost? You have to come and back your team to the end, bro.
Boy. Look at my man. Look at my man worming his way in to ask you side-eye questions, bro.
Yeah. Don't worry. Come the end of the season, and if you man don't win it, because there's a possibility that you can still do it. But if you don't win it, make sure you turn up here and have that same energy. Do you understand? Have the same energy.
If they do it, it's gonna be a long summer for you boys. We'll tell you that.
Sean just wants his get back. If you guys don't win,
you know what? I want it back in blood. Yeah. Make sure you come and have the same energy though. Because you've turned up here.
Crazy.
Yeah, if they win it, it's gonna be nuts. And like I said, they do deserve it because they had the hardest run, to be fair. They had the hardest run. But if you don't, big man, you're still here, Obi-Wan Kenobi. No, you know what the thing is? The hate is real to you Arsenal fans. You might have won nothing in ages and you still got fighting. Yeah, say nothing. Come end of the season. If you don't win it, make sure you turn up here. We have the same discussion, big man. Yeah? And that same energy you had in the chat earlier on, run that from the get-go.
Boy. Sean, you should go on holiday, boy, if Arsenal win the league. With all this vim.
Hey, let me tell you something now, yeah?
If Arsenal win the league, you need to just disappear, yeah? Because they are coming for you, boy.
Fantastic, boy. Fantastic. Boy, I'm going to sky the whole pod that we did. Hey, any man that messages me about anything Arsenal, I'm pulling up to your doorstep. I'm coming.
Oh, my days. Yeah, man. He's where it is. Boy, we are way over time, boy. Way over time. Anything else you might want to cover?
What was you lot score? Well, 1-1.
Nah, it's dead, bro. 1-1.
Bro, the man, it's a good goal.
Come on, man. A little bit of build-up as well. Do you know what I mean? Huh? Don't get gas though. Do you know what I mean? Still let him go in the summer and that. You know, like, you know these guys start doing really funny. They start doing funny things towards the end of the season.
Keeping them. And then come next season, they start up dead. Come the end of the season, they're pulling out bangers again.
Yeah, yeah. Man's back to normal. Do you know what I mean? I just want to see how they back this manager.
In the summer.
And with what he's done with these guys, man.
So what you say, get rid of Marteta? Or keep him?
Nah, absolutely, bro. You can't let him go now, bro. Now he's got 11 goals. He has to stay. Edward has to go because he's embarrassing. Anytime he comes on, I'm like, brother, what is this?
No, you know what? I'm only asking because I know how you've been with Marteta, innit? So that's what I'm saying. What would you keep him?
What I don't like is he's tucking his shirt in like he's some bad man. He needs to kind of calm down still. I don't know what he's doing.
Wait, that's probably giving him his powers, bro.
Oh, you say the tuck shirt giving him his powers?
Yeah, giving him his powers.
I'm not gonna lie. He's bagging, yeah, but it doesn't look pretty. But at the end of the day, it's Crystal Palace, so I'm like, you know what?
Just like this for the car. What with this guy, bro?
I'm stunned by what he's just said.
You can never win at me, blood, bro.
I'm in disarray.
Shout me next season, innit? Yeah, when we're in December and he's got one goal in the Premier. Shout me again, innit? And be talking like this, bro. Yeah? Like, bro, I know a purple patch when I see it. exactly. Hey, brother, what's that?
hey, really quick one on your boys, yeah, because. A lot of chatter. I didn't see the game, so I'll be honest. A lot of chatter. Are you playing good football now? Is it just better than what you were having before? So you're not ready yet.
He's actually good football. He's actually good football. I'm not gonna call it three four, whatever it is. Let's agree. It's five. It's five at the back, but the full backs are going forward. Mm. The right back is very good. Mitchell, I just have to put up, you know, he ain't going nowhere. Let's just be real. You know what I mean? Like, because you know what's annoying with Mitchell right now, yeah, is that the way the system works, he gets into so much space in the box because of the overlaps. Like, he's finding himself in attacking positions, yeah, and you just know, give it to Eze quick. That's why I'm shouting, because Eze is normally the closest one. Bro, just pass it. You know what I mean? He's going to do something dumb, yeah? But the football is working. Obviously, Watson, he's been excellent from January.
Yeah.
Trying to think of the other guy, the other ginger guy. I forgot his name now. But anyway, him. I don't know if it's a ginger thing, but big man, you're not post scores in it. I don't know why you're tackling like some crackhead now. Yeah, because on the ball is decent. But I don't know why it's flying in on these wild challenges, bro. We could have been sent off a couple of times.
Oh, Hughes, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what's going on recently. I don't know if he's been told, you need to put your foot in there. But like, I'm like, big man, you need to relax. This is not your game. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're embarrassed. So, but like I said, the football is good. You can tell. You know, you can see, like, I'm seeing patterns of play in it. I'm like, all right, clearly this is what they've been practicing, right? Clearly this is what they've been practicing. I can clearly see this is what they're doing. And I can look at it and think, you know what? From the few games I watched with Frankfurt when they won the Europa, that's the same way they used to play, but obviously with 10 times better players than Palace. But I'm like, all right, this is his style. I can see it straight away. Do you get what I mean? It's not. Hodgson, he was like, sit back and hoof it up and hope someone is going to do something. You know what I mean? There ain't no patterns of play, man.
You know, it's funny because I'm asking this because I've used him as an example. I said, okay, fair enough, they're not winning. I've used your manager as an example to say he's doing his own style of football from Frankfurt to Crystal Palace. No extra players. No money was spent when he came. I think he came after the transfer window. I said, oh, he's managed to change these football from Crystal Palace, it almost damn near immediately.
He comes like he's coaching the players because Morteta we're doing this.
Oh, he's 100% coaching the players.
He's absolutely coaching it because someone put a stat up where Morteta had scored like two goals in like loads of months or something. Yeah. And with my man, he's got eight goals. You know what I mean? In like 12 games or something, man.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? But again, that's chance creation. He's getting into good areas. Again, you got to remember as well, Mateta, as rubbish as he is, also playing in the Hodgson system. You're not going to get that many chances.
Yeah.
You're not getting that many touches in the opposition box. In this system, he's finding himself in positions a lot more often now.
And he's got the two brothers helping him, Olise and Eze on the other side, just...
Exactly.
Waiting to set him up. So, you know what? I've been impressed.
There's balance. There's balance in the team, and you know, I think Anderson helps as well because Anderson, he's almost like a deep lying playmaker. I know he's a centre back, but
yeah, because he can spray the, he can pass.
Yeah, the way he can sort of cool the tempo down and spread and do the passing, it works. I think we've had another kind of centre back. I don't know if he could run still. You know what I mean? He might not bang. But so far, so good. But, you know, with these managers, you worry when the system doesn't work. When things don't work properly, these managers...
What's your plan B?
You know what I mean? So I don't know what his plan B is saying, but ain't going to worry about that now. The man are safe. And, yeah, this is the point where Crystal Palace fans are just chilling. You know what I mean? You know, it's like whatever, isn't it? Yeah. Because the objective for the season...
That's what you wanted as well, to be safe. All right.
No, yes. Any Palace fan that wants more is a crackhead. And if you know one, tell them that. Any Palace fan that wants anything more than just staying up in the league is a crackhead. We don't spend money to do anything. So you don't need to be humble. It is what it is. It is what it is. But yeah, but anything else before we cut?
All good. Oh, sorry. No, you're on, bruv.
Them man there. West Ham. No, West Ham. Aston Villa. Chelsea. I didn't watch it. I'm not going to lie. I only saw the last minute controversy. But, yeah. I didn't actually watch it.
Oh, I'll mention one thing. Brighton getting cooked. I don't know how this guy gets away with these results. That's what I'm saying.
Brighton, what happened?
Yeah. Giuseppe got cooked. 3-0, innit?
Yeah, this is it, innit?
I don't understand how he gets away with these results. I don't want to hear this guy linked to anyone big. He needs to just allow it and fix these results.
No, remember, we had VH. He was saying, no. Ten Hag goes, you would like to see De Zerbi go to United.
Yeah. He's also said some other comments that I'm not ever going to put on so other people can read it. I'll take the pain for them. I'll be the shield to the madness.
Wow. So Sean Dyche and Southgate, innit?
Boy, on that note,
you're trying to get me back in it. You're trying to get me back to
on that note, we'll catch you next week, boys. Later,
adios,
bye.